This is New England Public Radio News. In recent winters, small-scale New England beekeepers have consistently lost around 40% of their hives, and winter losses in the U.S. set a record high in 2018, according to the Bee Informed Partnership. To save the bees, some Pioneer Valley apiaries are using innovative methods and getting promising results. New England Public Radio's Pam Larkin has more.
Waiting to pick up a queen at Warm Colors Apiary in South Deerfield can be a little dangerous.
Oh, she got me in the eyeball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good, though.
All right?
Yeah.
Unlike me, Francie Watson from Peterborough, New Hampshire, doesn't flinch.
Oh, wow, she really got you in the face.
Is there a stain right
there?
Yeah,
there is. You want me to pull it out?
Mm-hmm. Just scrape it.
Watson keeps bees for fun, and she drove more than an hour to Warm Colors because she heard the honeybees here are special. Dan Conlon owns and runs Warm Colors Apiary.
I've been a beekeeper since I was 14, so I've done this for well over 50 years. We've been professional beekeepers, meaning we make our living at it, for the last 20 years.
Like all beekeepers, Conlon has experienced the problems that are killing bees in record numbers. Pesticides, lack of nutrition, various diseases, and climate change. Experts say honeybees are not facing extinction. The threat may be greater for native bees. However, Hannah Whitehead, a honeybee specialist at UMass Amherst, says that high honeybee die-off is a problem for a different reason.
When we talk about these high losses, we're not worried about not having enough honeybees. We're more worried about beekeeping being a viable economic strategy and business model for people to make a living.
The biggest threat to honeybees and the livelihoods of beekeepers is a parasitic mite commonly referred to as varroa. To fight these mites, Dan Conlon and Warm Colors has been working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to selectively breed honeybees from Russia. That's because Russian bees have a special skill.
They would remove mites from the hives. They would actually sense pupa under the cappings of wax when they were infested with mites and remove those before the mites matured and became reproductive mites.
This behavior is called the hygiene trait, and the USDA has been breeding the bees that clean the best to amplify the trait. The USDA breeding program started with Thomas Renderer, who is now retired. When varroa arrived in the U.S. in the 1980s, Renderer's team heard Russian honeybees were better at fighting off the mites than honeybees in the U.S., and they discovered why.
And it turned out that in the middle of the 1800s, Russians moved Apis mellifera honeybees, the honeybees that we have, into the far east of Russia, into the range of varroa.
Russian honeybees had been living with varroa for 100 years, which is how they evolved the hygiene trait long before other honeybees. After years of measuring mite counts and careful breeding at apiaries like Warm Colors, Renderer says the program at the USDA has made Russian honeybees much better at combating mites.
Our initial tests were that Russian honeybees maintained about, or at their maximum, had about half the number of varroa mites as Italian colonies. And now I think that that's vastly reduced. It's down to a quarter or perhaps even less.
Dan Conlon's apiary in South Deerfield is a testament to this improvement. While small-scale New England beekeepers have lost around 40% of their bees in recent winters, Conlon says he's lost 20% or less in each of the last three. Another local beekeeper uses multiple strategies to confront bee mortality.
My name is Angela Roll. I run a project called Yardbirds Bees. It's at Yardbirds Farm, which is a queer land project in Montague, Mass. But I've been keeping bees for about 8 years.
To strengthen the bees, Roll goes on a road trip.
I take them down to South Florida, and I try to catch what's called the Brazilian pepper nectar flow to expand in the early spring, which in Florida starts in February, and we get sort of a jump start on the year.
Roll's bees have roughly half Russian DNA, and in recent winters they have seen much smaller losses than the average small New England beekeeper. Both Conlon from Warm Colors and Roll agree there is another difficult problem beekeepers are facing: other beekeepers. Because bees are flying insects, their mating is very hard to control. When a Russian bee breeds with a non-Russian bee, it weakens the hygiene trait and makes the next generation worse at cleaning off varroa mites.
If I'm doing all of that work, but my neighbor has 100 hives and they're all just like Italian honeybees with no varroa resistance, I'm basically just like, I don't know, like bailing out a boat with a huge hole in the bottom of it.
That's part of the reason why Roll doesn't like save the bees rhetoric.
The idea that we just buy a hive and we put that hive in our yard and we're saving the bees is I think, a really challenging problem in the industry.
Instead of taking this up as a hobby, beekeepers want people to think about reducing pesticide use, planting wildflowers, and supporting local honey producers. For New England Public Radio, I'm Pam Larkin.